Welcome to your cord cutting meditation. Please know and be rest assured that a cord cutting meditation is perfectly safe. When you're working with shadow work, you may be realizing or emotions of specific situations, traumas, feelings of jealousy or resentment come up. So a cord cutting meditation is perfect to cut any of these cords of jealousy and resentment. And if they're associated with your romantic partner, this doesn't mean in any way that you become more distant, but actually, because you're cutting away cords of jealousy or resentment, you're making a lot more space for love and positivity. You can, of course, also cut cords with people who have been maybe harmful in your life. You can cut cords with certain emotions, such as fears. Start by finding a comfortable position, sitting or lying down. Feeling yourself relaxing with each in-breath and each out-breath. While simultaneously feeling grounded and rooted to the earth. Allow your eyes to close and start to drop in. Taking in a soothing inhale and exhaling through the mouth. Taking in another soothing breath, breathing in through your nose, and on the exhale, opening the mouth and letting it all out. Continuing to breathe in this way, inhaling soothing breaths, exhale, releasing anything that no longer serves you. Continue moving your breath in this way. Thank you. calling to mind now a thought, fear, mental pattern, or situation to which you feel energetically attached. It could be anxiety, financial worry, relationship challenges, or something else that has been making you feel stuck, blocked, or trapped in some way. This will be something you're feeling resistance towards. Something to which you have a negative energetic connection to at this time. Know that what we resist persists. Again, what we resist persists. So now invite that thought or situation into your meditation. If this negative thought pattern were to take on the shape of a person in your meditation, what does it look like? Is it dark? Small? Large? Does it maybe have a smell or a feeling? Imagine this thought pattern or issue as a human shape sitting in front of you. Now begin to bring your awareness to where you feel this negative energetic attachment in your body. There is no right or wrong. It could be in your heart, your belly, womb, maybe in your legs, your shoulders, or your hips. We tend to store a lot of emotions in our hips and shoulders. So often, when we have tense shoulders or tight hips, it reminds us that maybe we have emotional blockages stored. Identify the place or places where that attachment of emotion is living. breathing into that space where you feel the negative attachment deep in your breath. And as you identify those places, envision a thick black cord connecting you to that human shape, representing your negative attachment. Continuing to breathe into the tightness. You are perfectly safe and held in this space. I'm with you throughout this journey. And now begin to call on your guides for assistance. Call on the energies of the highest truth and compassion. Calling in that energy to help you sever this cord which is no longer serving you. You are completely safe here. You are surrounded by love and light, by all of the energies of the highest truth and compassion. All of the energies designed for your highest good. And call to mind now a blade in your hand, a sword, or maybe even a pair of golden scissors, or anything that comes to mind that is sharp and good for cutting a thick cord. Perhaps even an axe. Taking this blade now in your hand, and with the support of your guides, with positive energy surrounding you, vision yourself cutting through that cord, releasing these attachments, releasing any negative energy, and watching the cord fall to the ground. As it does, so watch as the cord starts to dissolve. And as it keeps dissolving, watch the human figure that is your fear dissolve as well. And as it does, so watch as it begins to turn into a beautiful golden light, turning into beautiful energy. Everything is love or need for love. Negative energies and entities are crying out and waiting to be released into light to find transformation. This transformation from attachment to light is for the highest good of all. Continuing to breathe until all is fully dissolved into light. Soaking in the beautiful energy that now remains, and allowing a sense of peace and ease to come over your mind and body. As you continue to breathe in this way, breathe that sense of peace and ease into the areas of your body where the cord was attached. Notice how these areas feel renewed and even stronger than before. Feel yourself expand and open in those areas, soaking up this beautiful healing energy. Beginning to let this visualization go. Sending our gratitude and loving kindness to the fears or people you've let go of. Sending gratitude to your guides for their assistance in cutting these cords. Starting now to return to your breath, bringing awareness back into your physical body that is laying in this room, on this floor. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, roll onto your favorite side into a fetal position. Feel free to stay here as long as you like. Thank you so much for letting me guide you through this cord cutting meditation. Blessings to all of you, and namaste.